Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I just completed your survey. It's my first time in doing it. And I went through and I did the whole thing for an iPad Pro, but it never told me what the shipping cost was going to be.
So just so I'm understanding you correctly, you filled out a sweepstakes or survey, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So without an account located, I don't know what specific offer you possibly would have signed up for, but if you can provide me with some information, I'll be happy to take a look into that for you. May I have your zip code, please?
iPad Pro is what I signed up for.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
Pardon?
May I have your zip code, please?
80701. Wait.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Have what?
First and last name, please.
Just a minute here.
Okay.
Can I just cancel it?
So, in order for me to cancel or do anything in regards to a recent order you
It
placed,
says
ma'am?
my order number was 25903794O.
Yes, so I'm still going to need the first and last name. Can you provide me your first and last name, please?
Marlene Frisk.
And spell the first name, please.
Marlene.
Thank you. Just a moment.
I was afraid it's going to be a fraud, beans. It didn't put the price and that on it. Are you still there?
Yes, my mom's still here. Just a few more minutes, please.
Pardon?
Still here, ma'am. Just a few more minutes, please.
Serial number? Will you talk slower? I can't understand you.
And can you thank you for patiently holding. Can you verify your shipping address, please?
Just a minute. 17485 Country Road 11.
All right, thank you for patiently holding. So I do show that you did submit an entry for our sweepstakes. This looks like on February the 21st for a chance to win a tablet or iPad. And of course, by you, I do show you did pay the initial payment of $7.95, which covered your entry as well. So within.
Okay, that's $7.95. Okay.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's what I was wanting to know. It should have put that on the receipt or whatever. Okay, now continue on.
And within the terms and conditions, it does explain by you signing up for the sweepstakes drawing, you would also be signing up for our discount shopping store. This is basically an online gadget store, and you do receive a $125 voucher monthly to use on the online store and build for that membership, which is priced at $49.97 a month as well.
No, I don't want that.
Okay. So I will go ahead and submit the cancellation for you. Now, I definitely understand you're wanting to discontinue. So hold on just a moment. All right. So, yeah, you haven't been billed for the membership yet. So I'll go ahead and submit the cancellation for you. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled. This goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. If you have a pen or pencil, I will provide you with the confirmation. This will be for the cancellation submitted today, and let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Oh, just a minute here. Okay. All right. Got
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am. And the confirmation is C as in cancel, 259. Mm-hmm.
Cancel. What?
259.
259.
037.
037.
491.
491. Okay.
And altogether, you should have C as in cancel. 259. 037. 491.
259. What?
037. I'm just repeating it again, ma'am. 037.
Oh, okay.
941.
I'm back down again. Okay. 259-037-491.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. So as a recap, everything's canceled. That goes in effect immediately, and you do have the confirmation regarding that cancellation as well.
Okay. I'll get that in the email.
Now, we aren't able to send email correspondence as far as with, you know, cancellations, but that's why I did provide you the confirmation verbally for your records.
Okay. All right. And this is that Walmart survey thing that I took.
That is correct.
Never do that again. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're most definitely welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.